Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 40s to the 80s.
Into the crowded line, break down, take down, you're busted, shake down, break down, hurry, just about the time you think that it's all right.
Good evening, everyone. Come on in. There's nothing like a good shakedown to get the class of 87 rolling, and that's compliments of Bob Seger. And the music of that year, as it is with most of our shows, will be pretty much nonstop. So let's keep it going with George Michael, and it's all about faith.
My
That is what we in the radio business call a cold ending. In other words, abrupt and not fading out. Oh, how we love to educate our audience to what's going on behind the scenes. And this is Jerry Osborne right here on KPTZ 91.9. Every Wednesday night from 6 to 7, my place is your place. And it's where you relive the soundtrack of your life, which tonight happens to be focusing on 1987. And here's a great duo from the Northwest. They call themselves Heart. And their big hit that year was Alone.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow.
Oh, my.
admit I'm not exactly sure whose turn it is to get top billing, so I'll just make it in alphabetical order. That's Ann and Nancy Wilson. And the one-word title is Alone. And I don't have a lot of time to waste, so let's roll on through the class of 87 with a great record from Steve Wariner, and he's dedicating the song to Linda. There goes Steve Wariner and his baby Linda. And for those of you who are writing down everything I say tonight, his Linda is spelled L-Y-N-D-A. Now another cool tune from the class of 87 is by a group known as Glass Tiger, and this is their hit titled Someday.
Thank you.
Someday by Glass Tiger. It almost sounds like I'm speaking another language, doesn't it? Take the name of this group, for example. They call themselves Swing Out Sister. And I'm not making this up. They're called Swing Out Sister, and they do swing out, so I'd say they're living up to their name and their reputation. Now, my reputation is that music is my life, and I absolutely, positively was born to play music for people. So let's get busy and do that. This is by Atlantic Star, and a pretty song titled Always. It's just a reminder that I'm always excited about the shows that we do, whether it's a particular year or a special theme. And next week, we've got one of those special themes that I'm really excited about. It'll be the class of early 60s instrumentals. Yeah, no vocals, all instrumentals, next Wednesday at 6. This will be the first time in over 50 years in radio that I will have gone through an hour without playing a vocal. So that in itself is probably going to be a first. But right now, back to 87, and you can't do a whole lot in the 80s without running across some hits by Michael Jackson, and this is one of his many unforgettable hits, and the only one that's titled Bad.
Your word is mine, okay, you're right. Just show your face, throw daylight. I'm telling you on how I feel. Gonna get your mind, don't you dare. Jump on, get on me, alright. I'm giving you on count three. Just show your stuff or let it be. I'm telling you, just watch your mouth. I know you're clean, but you're the nothing, just a way to I can
he's bad, and he's MJ. And since I'm so adroitly handling letters tonight, let me remind you, this is KPTZ 91.9 in beautiful Fort Townsend, Washington. And I'm Jerry Osborne, immersed tonight in the class of 1987. Good year for Suzanne Vega and a little tune she cooked up about Luca.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. I think it's 'cause I'm clumsy. I try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm crazy. Try not to act too proud. Only hit till you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Walked into the door again. If you ask, that's what I'll say. It's not your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone. Nothing broken, nothing wrong. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was.
That's Luca from Suzanne Vega in 1987. And wasn't it around that time when Luca was the first name of one of the doctors on ER? Yeah, Dr. Luca. Meanwhile, back here in the studio, the name game continues from Luca to Valerie. And her story can be told best by Steve Winwood.
Some stay. same boy I used to be.
There's a little secret that no one but me and my time-traveling turntables have known, but I'm going to give you a clue about that right now. Think of all the songs that we have played so far and the ones still to come. They all have something in common, other than the obvious, which is they're all from 1987. See if you can figure that out. I'll have the answer at the end of the show. Now we have the seemingly unlikely team of Herb Alpert and Janet Jackson. Interesting collaboration, isn't it? Herb Alpert and Janet Jackson. And that was a huge hit for them in 1987, titled Diamonds. And now you and me and the gang at KPTZ are going to pile into the bus because Paul Simon is taking us all to Graceland. With tour guide Paul Simon, how can you go wrong at Graceland, the second most visited residential home in America? But you probably knew that. And so, in a manner of speaking, we leave America and head for Sweden, because that's where the group Europe came from. And their biggest hit of the 80s was titled Carrie. although it does seem that maybe the artist name should have been Carrie and the song titled Europe. But who am I to rewrite history? That's Europe, and she's Carrie, a one-word name for the band, and a one-word name for the title. And that's probably your biggest clue as to what all of these songs had in common tonight. Yeah, they're all from the class of 87, but all 14 of the hits that we played are all from the top 100 songs of that year, and every one of them is a one-word title. It's kind of amazing how many one-word title songs there were that year, but just to recap in the order played, we had Shakedown, Faith, Alone, Linda, Someday, Breakout, Always, Bad, Luca, Valerie, Diamonds, Graceland, Carrie, and in just a moment, Songbird. But before we get to Kenny G, I want to remind you once again that next week we have a really special show, and I'm thrilled to be presenting the class of early 60s instrumentals. And why did I pick then? Those 4 years from 1960 through 1963 were probably the greatest era for instrumentals since the big band era. You had surfing instrumentals, jazz instrumentals, pop instrumentals, R&B instrumentals, just all kinds of great stuff. And I think you'll be really happy you tuned in next week. So I look forward to seeing you then. Now let's get to that Songbird with Kenny G. This is KPTZ 91.9 in Port Townsend. Stay tuned, because next you get to take a blues journey with Taylor.
It's artistic, it's eclectic, it's a musical scene. KPTZ rides a radio beam, 24/7 in the city of dreams. Oh!
Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.